For up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, April 13th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I'm people of the numbers. The numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family island, the number is 242-300-5720. And of course, if you want us, the text line is 4224796. Again, that's 4224796. Today, it's going to be an open line, but I'm going to make it a little different. I want to base today's conversation based on the editorials of the two major newspapers, the Nassau Guardian, of course, and of course, the Tribune. I'm going to read what they have there. Hopefully I'm able to read through it, right? And then there was an article that I saw in Friday newspaper that shocked me, right? And I wonder if I should start off with that because that article is shorter, like one, two paragraph, if that. But it's one of those shocking type of articles. I didn't see it was mentioned in the news, right? I didn't see there's no outrage on social media. I didn't see a cry out, and I think Bahamian people may have missed it. In fact, let me stop. Let me stop and start off with that. I didn't want to start set that as my temperature of today's conversation, but because it was not mentioned, basically on social media. You know, I do social media analytical type work and blogging and whatever it is, right? And I'm seeing it. Today, it was last week, in last week, Friday's paper. And I didn't see it in the news, the regular media, in terms of watching it on TV, just on the print media. And I said, no, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this because perhaps it needs me to ignite the outrage. It needs me to ignite the outrage that Bahamian people will start talking about it, start investigating what happened. So let me do that right now. The headline says, man accused of indecently assaulting one-year-old girl gets $7,000 bail. A 68-year-old man accused of indecently assaulting his infant neighbor was granted bail. The prosecutor alleged that Philip Culmer was found naked on top of a one-year-old girl on April 4th. At a resident on Palm Beach Street. The child's mother allegedly discovered him. Culmer pleaded not guilty before Magistrate Abigail Farrington. He was granted $7,000 bail with one or two sureties. He must report to East Street South Police Station on the last Saturday of each month and stay at least 300 feet away from the complainant. His trial is set for June 25th. Assistant Superintendent of Police, Kay Bowell, prosecuted. I just want to read that because, I didn't see it. I didn't see the outrage, people talking about it. And I said, perhaps we just missed it. Perhaps we did not know. And I said, I need to ignite people's passion that we now start calling for certain things. Right? Because that bothered me. That bothered me. It bothered me more that I didn't see people talking about it. And I said, no, I'm going to let it slide. But on to continue the show. I'm going to read. It's a lot of reading. You know me and my dyslexic self. So bear with me. A Tale of Two Rallies. This is Nassau Guardian by the editor of The Guardian, right? It says, A Tale of Two Rallies. As rally season kicked off for the 2026 general election across two islands and two stages Saturday night, the Progressive Liberal Party, PLP, and the Free National Movement, FNM, offered sharply different visions of the same Bahamas. According to the PLP, it was the best of times. According to the FNM, it was the worst of times. At Aaron Bailey Park in New Providence, the PLP put on an incredibly polished show with a strong crowd near flawless production. The PLP still has the clear advantage in that area. The FNM's rally in Grand Bahama did not match that scale, but Grand Bahama's population pales in comparison to the capital. Still, the difference in organization and energy between two parties is noticeable. The FNM appears to have lost time to internal fighting, and it shows. Prime Minister Philip Davis, while not incredibly effective, touted his party's record and plans. We are creating a bigger economy with more pathways for Bahamians to achieve security and success, because we are investing in our people like no government before us, he said. He touted the opportunity for Bahamians to own homes, to own businesses, to own land, and to own their future. Davis urged people to read it themselves in the party's Blueprint for Progress, which we note was not released up to press time yesterday. Rallies don't have to be used to roll out grand policy announcements, but both occasions were remarkably thin in that regard. However, serving up red meat to keep the electorate energized is also important. The most effective PLP speaker of the night was Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, who focused on a clear pain point for the Bahamian people. The FNM put a 12% chain around your necks, but the Progressive Liberal Party shattered it, Cooper said. Never forget, the FNM raised VAT across the board by 60% when they were last in office. The PLP came in and almost immediately lowered that. In Grand Bahama, FNM leader Michael Printard spoke more about the need to remove the PLP than about anything concrete for those who came to see him. Here we are tonight in the midst of another historic moment where we need to hit the reset button in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he said. I submit to you tonight, FNMs, that we are the right party with the right team, with the right heart, in order to deliver better to the Bahamian people. And after months of essentially begging for an early election to be called, Pintard strangely questioned why the Prime Minister did so rather than spend the rest of his term fixing what the FNM deems exigent. Pintard seems to struggle with the author's curse of not knowing when to self-edit. He spoke for far too long, sometimes less is more. FNM Deputy Leader Shenandoah Cartwright cut to the core of things. This incompetent government wants you and the Bahamian people to choose 5 more years of the same, 5 more years of neglect. And to that, we say no. We say hell no, Cartwright said. Election is a fight for the soul of our nation. So tonight, I say to you, on May 12th, we must choose country first. And restorations do not happen by accident. They happen because the right person at the right moment has the courage to lead. That person is not Philip Davis. Beyond rallies, an electoral map looms large. The FNM ended holding 2 of the 3 seats it won in Grand Bahama in the last election. It appears well positioned to win all 5 next month. But all of Grand Bahama will not be enough for the FNM if the party cannot make serious gains in the rest of the country. The FNM is in danger in Kalani and St. Barnabas, with Long Island being less than a sure thing if Adrian Gibson does not throw his support fully behind the party there. There are many paths to victory for the FNM, but it needs to win at least 14 more seats than it had than it did last time. Simply enough, in a wave, a much harder calculus if most constituencies become battlegrounds. And there are two additional seats in play. The PAP won the last three electoral contests. It can share 11 of those seats it won in 2021 and still win. Time will soon tell. And again, that's the editorial in the National Guardian for today. There's some good points inside there. That means you need to go and buy the National Guardian so you can read that for yourself. I'm now going to read the editorial for the Tribune. And you can start calling and engaging me with the various topics that has been raised in both these editorials. I thought that they were interesting to read. These are points that are interesting to consider, and I want to hear the feedback, right? This is the editorial for the Tribune for today, okay? It's this headline is Voters, Not Party, Told Minnis His Time Was Up. Again, Voters, Not Party, Told Minnis His Time Was Up. And there's an article with Minnis blaming the party heads for basically expelling him from the party. But go back to this editorial. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis is wrong. As he launched his bid on Saturday to win Killarney as an independent candidate and mark his formal break from the FNM, Dr. Minnis related a conversation with his now former party leaders. Dr. Minnis said those leaders told Dr. Minnis that I had my time. The words may be accurate, but it is not the FNM party leaders who told Dr. Minnis he had his time. The Bahamian people told him that first. Dr. Minnis was voted out in a landslide defeat. His party then firmly chose Michael Pinta to lead the party. It is easy to look at Dr. Minnis' defeat as part of the seesaw nature of Bahamian politics that sees first one party, then another, get a turn in office, with neither ever getting a second swing. However, there is something different about Dr. Minnis' tenure and is worth bearing in mind. Dr. Minnis was the prime minister who had to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, just about any leader would have had challenges dealing with that, and that is the point. Many of them did. Around the world, numerous leaders lost office after being in the hot seat during the pandemic. There was Donald Trump, Boris Johnson in the UK, Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil, Scott Morrison in Australia, and more. It was not just about the pandemic handling itself, but the economic impact too. People were frustrated and angry and used their votes accordingly. As we go into another election cycle, there is plenty of frustration and anger around the world again. The world is dealing with the ramification of war and the oil blockage in Strait of Hormuz. Prices are rising. There is increased global uncertainty. And the Bahamas today is not immune from global factors, just as the Bahamas of Dr. Minnis' time as prime minister was not immune. Yesterday, a prominent ally of President Trump, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, was voted out. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been under pressure. Whoever leads the next administration is going to have to convince voters that they are the safest hands for the Bahamas at the time of global uncertainty. Last time around, despite having to deal with disasters, not of his own making in the form of the pandemic and the hurricane Dorian, Dr. Minnis was voted out.
The current administration has also referenced those disasters as hindrance to their ambition. Such justification will make no difference to voters now as it made no difference to voters then. Last week, the PLP unveiled its blueprint for progress. It included elements such as tighter immigration enforcement, a promise being made by every party this election, and leaning into the anti-immigration rhetoric seen in other countries. It also included workplace legislation. Although the party has had to admit that its mental wellness days, it has promised will be unpaid. There is an increase in maternity leave promise, as well as paid paternity leave. There are measures to combat price gouging, plans to cut food import spending by a quarter, and consultation for a new city in Andres. Among the things that seem to have strayed is campaign finance legislation, which has gone from being in the manifesto last time around to now PLP communications lead Latrae Ramming said it must be something that ought to be considered and be part of a conversation that all major parties should have. If it was not a priority when it was on the manifesto, it will likely be less of a priority if it is just a talking point seeking bipartisan support. Last night, the FNM released its campaign manifesto. Mr. Pintad promised to cut VAT on every essential and all medical costs and educational supplies. He promised to implement the Freedom of Information Act in full. So did the PLP last time, but did not. He promised a 10-point plan on crime. He promised 100 new doctors and 200 new nurses, which will, of course, have to be funded. There is an emphasis on the economy. The word prosperous used as a heading to drive the talking point home. There will be an individual point in each manifesto that will speak to particular issues that are important to different people. In 1992, Bill Clinton advisor James Carville famously said, "It's the economy, stupid." That was his guidance to campaign workers over one of three messages for them to focus on with voters. In fact, he hung a sign in the Clintons' campaign headquarters in Little Rock, Arkansas, that read, one, change versus more of the same, two, the economy, stupid, three, don't forget health care. The core of the economy message is about how people feel about their prospects and their stability after the next election. In unstable times, each party is going to have to convince voters that theirs is the steadiest hand at the wheel. The party promises that made are going to have to address that. If each party is going to have a chance to win, individual issues sway individual voters. Absolutely. But the broader movements come with a belief that this will be the party that will ensure your pockets are not going to be emptier and that the dreams you want to chase might have a chance of becoming reality. Over the coming weeks, you can be sure that each issue is going to be analyzed. The Tribune's team will be asking each party how it plans to pay for the promises it has made and what areas might not get as much money to balance the books. But the world, too, might just have its say. If prices goes up, if prices goes down, if fuel becomes harder to get to the pump, then, well, is the economy stupid or not? So that's the two editorials for The Guardian and The Tribune. I wanted the listening audience to be aware of that. There's a number of things for consideration for that. There's a number of things were promised by two major rallies happening in Grand Bahama and one in New Providence. The PLP had, it was like a concert. I mean, they had fireworks. I mean, Leslie and Miller came on stage and you have Jesus sparks, pow, pow, fireworks. They had free food. The PLP had free food. That's about 5,000 people strong at their rally and free food for all. They also had free drinks. You just go and just pick it up free, right? The AFRIDM had their rally in Grand Bahama, right? Grand Bahama being a smaller population. And they, like the editorial said in The Guardian, more likely the AFRIDM might get all five seats. See, I don't want to say it's me who said it. If the PLP don't want the AFRIDM to win all five seats, they know what to go and do. They need to go and campaign, especially if they're going to need to help the minister of Grand Bahama. But at this present time, according to the editorial and most of the people who analyze what's happening on the ground in Grand Bahama, all five seats may just go to the FNM. But that doesn't mean that it can win everything else. The PLP has momentum. They seem to be spending money. They seem to be clearer in terms of their positioning, right? And this is what the conversation is going to be about today. What say you? Let's go to the first caller, and then I can start reading the text. The text line is loaded. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Brother Neary, morning. What you saying?
What you saying, man?
Good. I hear you was reading something about 14 seats, something in the Guardian Radio.
The Guardian News.
When you first started up.
I can bring it up right now. Go ahead. Talk.
Yeah. Something you were saying about 14 seats and then 11 switch and go.
Oh,
and
they say to win the election, you would need 14 plus the 5 in Grand Bahama. Say the FNM
14 seats in Nassau.
Yeah, say or the 14.
Or 14 seats anywhere.
14 seats anywhere plus the 5 that the FNM seemed to be going to win in Grand Bahama.
According to the FNM, God forbid. If the FNM wins the 5 seat in Grand Bahama, name me 5 other seats you think the FNM could win comfortable right now other than Tenants.
It's not my place to say. It's my place to get you to say it, and then you say what you got to say.
From what I wasn't out there on Saturday night because I was a little afraid of the rain, but I stayed home and I listened to it from start to finish on the radio. And my son had it hooked up where I could have clip in and out on the thing that the FNM had in Grand Bahama. It was no comparison at all. I don't know if it's because Grand Bahama is Grand Bahama and New Providence is New Providence with the amount of people. But if you had to compare that from what I heard, it's no comparison at all. The PLP machinery was well organized and structured on Saturday night. Whether you are PLP or not, you had to say that was organized. It was well put together.
I'm still here. Go ahead.
I didn't hear not one known FNM person, my friend, who we talk. I have FNM friends that we talk with. And the 4 or 5 of them that I spoke with for the morning between yesterday and this morning, say, boy, you'll get us on that one. That one was organized. Say, that was organized. The PLP is organized.
Mm-hmm.
The structure of the PLP is, mind you, like everybody, family is up in fighting in the house, you know. But when you come on the house and everybody jump in the car, everybody's smiling, only the people in the house know that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the FNM problem is out there on the road. The FNM is still losing people. And not only this, you know, you see after this nomination on the 6th date, remember I tell you this, Neary.
I love Mr. Marvin Davis, we went to government together.
He was always smarter than me. But me and Ian Strong and we went to government eye together.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Davis gets the nomination, and then it can be another uproar in the FM. Mm.
I appreciate it. The line's full. The line's full. Let me read some of these texts, and then we go to the rest of the callers. It said, CA, I hear you is a soccer. Y'all is big thing in FNM and PLP. So why is there such aversion to debates by each MP? And do you think they would be useful to the electorate as the current rallies are? We don't have no debates because the people don't want any debates. As soon as the Bahamian people say, I want my MP to debate or else, you can see we have all kinds of debates. But at this present time, we are quite content to go to the rally, especially now that the rally is supplied with food. And not no ordinary food like chicken and all. They supply with high-end food now. And all you can drink. Who could top that? You know, you get a concert. One rally had a whole concert. Whole concert. Song galore. I'll say, greetings, Mr. Neary.
If delusion was a person, this would be you and your PLP sicko fans. Okay. The PLP bus people to events. Who else do that? Behemoths that really factor in elections who don't generally attend rallies or political events. Many are quiet now, but will definitely roar on May 12th. Stay tuned. They call me delusional. That person I have to pray for. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. You're live, caller.
Today, as a young voter, right, I value a lot of things what the COI is doing. And I listened to the Wednesday plan that they presented yesterday on Lincoln Bean Facebook page. And I realized they have plans for the country. They are talking about crime. They're talking about immigration. They're talking about education, talking about culture. They're talking about all kinds of, appreciate them working hard to help the Beeman people. I realized the PLP and FNM, they just wanted to see them. We talked about it with the PLP, we talked about it with the FNM, both in the CM. We had them for decades, them CM parties, and they have nothing.
Okay, caller, I don't want you to go no place. I want to engage you. How you doing, by the way? Thanks very much for calling. You sound like a first-time caller. How you doing?
Good day. I'm a first-time caller. I'm doing good.
Now, we don't know who you are, so we could tell me your age. How old you are?
I just turned 19.
So you are young. I just want to verify how young you are. This can be your first time you are voting. And you sound like you support the COI party. What about the COI you find attractive as a young person?
As a young person, I believe that the COI has a lot of plans for the country, especially healthcare. Like, they plan to build a new hospital because we really need a generalized hospital. We need no specialized hospital with the PLP plans to do. We do not need that. We need a general hospital. We need to pay our nurses correctly. We need the education system to be revamped. And I like that they plan to give us crown land and benefits from our natural resources. Because we have 4 million acres of crown land. Why can't the 200,000 adults receive an acre of crown land?
So, Carla, what you could do with your crown land?
I could build my house. Or I could even pay these off and say to mortgage it off to build something to get a loan. I could mortgage it off to get a loan or whatever. I could do anything on crown land. I could even start a backyard farming or whatever in my yard because I like farming. I could be useful to anyone and to my future generation.
Let me ask you
they
this.
They could share in the land and grow.
Who is the COI candidate in your constituency?
My COI candidate is Daphne Johnson, and I support her completely.
Okay. Which constituency that is?
That's Fort Charlotte. Right. I'm not interested in Sabath or Travis Warburton at all.
And what's your candidate name again?
Daphne Johnson.
For the COI. It was for the COI. I allow you to say the name because I'm not familiar with it. Because you are a young person, you recommend it, I can go and research her. I can go and research her and talk about her at least once or twice just for your benefit. And I appreciate you calling.
Okay, thank you.
And good luck.
Okay.
Thanks again. I've never seen a young person want to vote for COI before. I mean, I thought that for old people. But she's 19. I mean, what'd that say? And why not vote for Travis Robinson? You're all near the same age. Why not vote for Sabath? Sabath have games, man. See all them things he doing? He paving roads and erecting lampposts and cutting down rock and thing. Right? Anyway, this text says, CA, can you explain why the mainstream media are afraid of the COI? I know you don't think the $100,000 is realistic, but would you turn yours down? If they want to give me $100,000, I would take my $100,000 and pay $40 for the bread. Because you know everything going up after that. But let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM, the CA Nuri, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Reading the editorial and seeing what you think.
Yes. Your show is an awesome show, this one. I mean, I really tune into it once in a while. But I got a chance this morning to tune into it.
I appreciate that.
I was sort of wondering, a fellow by the name of Julian Ferguson made some comments earlier about the rally with the PLP guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Dewey, when you're in government and you got all the machinery, all of the government all of the purse, the government purse behind you and everything you do. With that crowd, you think that crowd was to say that's a party in government with all the government machinery?
It was a big crowd. A lot of entertainment. I love the fireworks. The fireworks was like, wow. It got me staring.
Well, just like you say, you can pay $40 for the bread. You can spend $40 for them fireworks.
Well, when you spend
bread again? Huh?
Definitely someone spending money. Real money was spent on that rally on Aaron Bailey Park.
And that and the PLP should be shamed because the real money isn't spent on the Bahamian people. The Bahamian people are just catching hell, right? And the PLP living the life of rally, right? And not all of them. Every day in Nassau Village, I have PLPs complaining, not just about this member of parliament, the PLP and the way they treated them. Persons who I know as PLPs for years is now complaining that they left behind. No attention given to them. And the saddest thing about it is now, Mr. Nuri, the PLP finally, after 4+ years, finally starting to say they care about the Bahamian people and reaching out now. That's sad, eh? Why should we spend 4+ years of a 5-year term being neglected, right? And then all of a sudden now, we're your best friend. Isn't that a shame, Mr. Nuri?
I can let you live with this. How much for one of those billboards, posters they putting up? Just give me a price you think each one costs.
Well, I know the reckon probably is about $500. I know the material probably another $500.
And how much is to print it?
The printer, I'm not sure of the printer.
I'm averaging about $1,500 per poster.
Right, so we looking at a good $2,500, right? And they plaster all over the place. But still, right around the corner from where the plaster, you have families with catching hell. You have families who can't provide, can't find food sometimes, and can't even pay some of the bills. But don't let me go on this one. Let me engage me with this one, right?
Go ahead.
Ms. Neary, listen. The young lady said that the COI is going to build a new hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What sense in building a new hospital if you can't maintain the one you have now? You don't even have adequate doctors and nurses. You can't even provide, right now the country, we can't even pay our bills in terms of persons who provide medication for the hospital and different supplies. I mean, a new hospital will solve that?
There's a saying in baseball, if you build it, they will come. Build a new hospital and we get all them other things would be added onto us.
We'll be in a serious disaster because right now, Mr. Neary, right now, we can't even pay our doctors and our nurses. We don't even have sufficient or adequate number of doctors and nurses. I listened to the F&M plan last night with hiring 100 new doctors and hiring 100 new nurses.
Uh-huh.
That's a team with ready to do something positive. That's a team with their head in the game.
Where they can get the money? Where they can get the money from to hire the doctors and the nurses?
Wait, hold on. Where is the administration getting the money from to fly left, right, and center for 4+ years? Or where are they getting the money from to live a life of rally when you could take an entourage? I mean, everywhere you go and when you travel, and busting up the Bahamian people money, the same money that is being busted up now by this administration could be used to hire doctors and nurses.
I hear you. And thanks very much for calling.
All right, Mr.
Thanks. Let me read this text before we go to the next caller. So, Brother Nuri, whether the PLP have the funds to organize and present a colorful campaign, remember the corruption conspiracy in 1992? Now it is indictments by the U.S. government, Bahamas, beware. Anyone see that social media post that 300 passports, someone got arrested for 300 passports? I dismiss it, saying it can't be real. 300 passports is a lot of passports. Nobody is being arrested for saying they have 300 passports. But the rumor is circulating, and I have yet to see the government come out and denounce it. I have yet to see the commissioner of police, because they say someone got arrested. The commissioner of police could come out and say, nobody has been arrested. This political fodder, people talking, being politically mischievous. I have not yet to see the COI or the FNM talk about it, but it's circulating, saying a man, they have his name and all, and picture circulating, saying he was arrested and detained. They even have the police station name in the circulation or where he's being detained currently. I don't believe it's happening. But if you hear it, and if they ain't nobody and they ain't talking about it and it come out to be true, I could be vexed because they had days to talk and tell the media and tell us what they plan to do. But I think it's just people being mischievous. Let's go to the callers then. Garden Radio AM. Garden Radio AM, you live? No? Let's clear the line. Go to the next one there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live? All the lines blinking, but I gotta go. Look, let me read this text before I go to the next one then. Good morning, CA Nuri. The FNM and the PRP believes the Bahamian people are going to let either of them march into the House of Assembly and leave with the saddle bags of money, while after 5 years of nothing has been done to enhance the lives of Bahamians, not family and friends, but for all Bahamians. But it is sad to say never happened, because this is how governments operate. Most Bahamians are blind to what's in plain sight and are looking for answers when they already have the answers and don't know. That's my opinion. Okay? Anyway, we'll take this quick break. I see you, caller. If you can hold on, or if you want to hang up and call on the other side, I'll be right here to engage you. I'm going to go through the text when I come back from this quick break. This is Guardian Radio AM. We are going over the two editorials from the two major newspapers, The Guardian, The Nassau Guardian, and The Tribune. And they had they wrote a response regarding what happened over the weekend. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by PLB.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I see all the phone lines are blinking. I see the F&M promising a national lottery. That echoed, that reverberated throughout the Bahamas because a lot of Bahamians saying that they won a national lottery from yesterday. But the number boys ain't going to be happy with that. Right? They asking for an extension. They asking for an extension to have only them be able to sell numbers. They didn't want nobody else participate with that. So I want to know where this announcement with a national lottery came from. Is this a specific attack on the number boys in terms of the money? Or is this something they thought about and said, this is good for the Bahamas? Because, you know, the number boys tend to sponsor both political parties. I mean, how are they going to let this come about? And is that a reason to consider voting from one party to the next? I come to you right now, callers. So this text says, Nuri, that guy is locked up. Okay, good morning, Nuri. Remember 2017, the PLP had a mass rally and the PLP only won one seat in Nassau. So you really can't mind those rallies. Then the text goes on saying, Nuri, that guy, the person who I mentioned with the passport, is locked up. We work hasn't been announced on the news. Someone is covering it up. You see why we are up in arms about this government. Me personally, I don't trust social media in terms of my news. If you ain't inside the Nassau Guardian, right? Yeah, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. So I hear you saying someone lock up, but until I hear that announcement is read and say that the man was fine with a bag of passports, I ain't believing that. That means, I even heard the word Interpol. What Interpol is? Say Interpol investigating it. I said social media is lie like fish. But, you know, let's go to the callers. Let's see if they hear anything about it. Right? Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, right? Let me go back to the call earlier, caller, but Freeport, the F-Lung, win 5 seat in Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what's happening now. The PLP is going to win West End.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger Moxie is going to slip back in there because Market Bank has split the FNM votes again.
Mm.
All right? East Grand Bahama and the leader, Michael Pineda, they're going to win their seat. Now, watch out for the Central Grand Bahama with Paco DLM. Because if Aram Lewis get 200-plus votes, the PLP win their seat also.
Mm.
You understand? You know, don't listen to people talk foolish. Everybody talking about immigration, health care, and what have you, right? Let me add to something about immigration. We talk about immigration, but who support the immigrants? The Bahamians. Okay? We shot by the Chinese, we shot by the Haitians. Who support these immigrants? The Bahamians. If you have a rat in your house, if he can't find on your house tea, he leaving, you know.
But the Chinese Bahamians, eh?
Let me break it down.
But the Chinese
support
Bahamians.
Our own people.
But the Chinese. Hold on. The Chinese ain't Bahamians?
Yeah, we have some Chinese behemoths.
Okay, so they're Chinese behemoths.
Yeah, but Nuri, listen here. At the end of the day, we talk about healthcare, right? Let me give you a story. I had my son to the Princess Market. He was in a private water Princess Market hospital, the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I check him out. We go into the doctor's office. The same doctor who probably be taking care of the Princess Market hospital, go by the doctor's office, they're in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind, we don't have a problem with healthcare. We have people, we are too greedy. Doctors are too greedy in this country. Now you go to the doctor where they can charge you any more money for doing the same thing we do with the Princess Margaret Hospital. That's where our problem comes in, you know. When you in doctor nation field, you gotta be compassionate in what you do. You understand me? That's a field that you can't, everything is about money. It's about taking care of people. Mm-hmm. Many persons go into this profession for the money and not the love. Okay? Mm-hmm. You go to the United States now, as a behemoth said, like some not to me, they are. They take me in and take care of me. But you can't go to doctor's hospital unless you get $10,000 to leave the front desk. They won't even look at you.
It's
a career. You got to take care of people. You got to have the passion for people. You understand me? Not only the money. You got to take care of people. So what's the big deal? Hey, we can build a million hospitals. It's still ain't a change of attitude. So go to the new hospital. Was run by government. You understand me?
I appreciate you.
You want triple dip. You want double dip. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of people.
Thanks again. The caller saying,
hey, that,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. The caller saying it's the doctors and the nurses are greedy, and that's why we can't have money to do things. This text says, I saw the same post, but it was voters' cards, not passports. That's the caller's correcting me about that. It says, the PLP had a grill and chill all day Saturday, free, and plus more food afterwards. Nuri, very intelligent young caller just called just now. Yes, she was very intelligent. I was very impressed. I've never seen any young person say they're supporting the CUI. That was the first one. I was impressed, right? People love free food, drinks, and partying at rallies. That's why they go in great numbers. I didn't know the rallies is have free drinks. I thought you'd go and pay. I really didn't know. CA, the FNM had fireworks in Freeport also. Tell PLP Bamboo Town Julian, we going with Dwayne Sands. CA, one more thing. Did you see an MP driver from Bain Town had 300 passports in his possession? I think that is political fodder people just throwed there. I think that is true. Like I say, if that was true, I would have heard it inside my inbox by now. Let's go to the caller. A Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead. Kermit, pass that caller through for me, please. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Nuri.
Doing well. How you doing?
So you mean that particular driver had more passport than the passport office? My God.
I'm still saying that's...
These people have to stop.
Mr.
He's saying his voter's card, they're saying his passport. I think we need to wait on an official statement before
yes.
we go to assume what it maybe have not have been nothing. Mr. Nuri.
Yes, sir.
Is this the same FNM government? Did I hear you say they're planning to build a new hospital also?
Does the COI say they plan to be a new hospital? I'm not sure.
Is it the same COI? And is it the same FNM that's speaking about where we're going to get the doctors from? Who talking about they're going to hire over 200 doctors also?
Now, the FNM say they can have new doctors and nurses. They're hiring a lot of them.
So, hold on. They're complicit in this speech. You're saying you're knocking the PLP who's speaking the same language as far as hiring more doctors throughout the system as far as the healthcare system. And the COI is talking about building a new hospital when they're hitting the PLP on building this new specialty hospital. What do these people want, Mr. Nuri? Do they want facts or do they want fiction? Ask anybody in the COI, especially Mr. Bain, whenever you have him on, how is he gonna fund these things he's speaking about? He done already promised the Bahamian people $100,000. How are they gonna get their $100,000?
You borrow.
Know something, Mr. Nuri? At the end of the day, the PLP will be the next government of the Bahamas, and I can predict this today. The PLP will win 37 seats, regardless of what anybody says, as far as what I see on the ground, okay?
I appreciate you. 37.
Thank you, man.
My God, 37. This text, before I go to the next phone line, says, good day. The official opposition threw a fastball into the PLP camp until they don't know where to find their plans for 2026 because they have too many headliners as big distractors. Two simple solutions by the opposition, all hands on deck, simple cabinet with a younger, diverse group of people of inclusion. The crab party is full of gossiping, whispering haters like never before. We welcome the biggest change like a Pintad administration of humbleness. Okay. Any more texts before I go to caller? Okay, let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live, caller.
Wonder what that text was saying just now. I know. I can't put words, but they should send that again and explain it, break that down, mm-hmm. especially when they reach the hating part.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
The free food, that's the first time even me, I mean, maybe me and you is the only one, though, hearing where you have a rally and it's free food. I thought, like, you have vendors and they be selling and stuff like that.
That's what it used to be.
Well, I'm going to speculate, right? I wish my party could find a way that we'd be able to triple down empowerment
let's
to the
pause,
homes
pause,
that,
let's
you
pause,
know,
let's
they
pause.
Don't have to be attracted
Papa,
to.
Papa, yes? Let's pause. You know what you remind me of sometimes? You know when Rodney...
Hold on.
You know when Rodney Monka used to say he's FNM, but attending all the PLP rallies and talking good with the PLP and promoting the PLP, but he say he's a member of the FNM?
Mm-hmm.
When you say you're a member of the PLP, you remind me of Rodney Monka, man. I don't trust you's no member of no PLP no more.
Yeah, I am. God knows.
When last you pay your dues?
I do it before. I ain't active like that, but the vote is what counts and the support. If they do things good, I can support it. And if they do things
which
bad,
which PLP
I can
running in your area? Which PLP running in your area?
Same guy who was here the last time.
You voted him? See?
Yeah, kind of a force too because I support in the party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of a force too. But on a serious note, but you listen to me and people listen to me. You could feel me. I think I feel the same way how the majority of us Bahamian people feel. Like I was saying, they should find some kind of way that they could triple down empowerment. in these homes that we don't have to be attracted to come to no rally to eat no lavish food or whatsoever that we could empower ourselves. I think they do a kind of a poor job with making sure more people, like, and listen, I'm not saying that they didn't do anything, but to have food to rally, thank God for it. I ain't complaining. Yeah, eat the food and shut up, but, you know, that never happened before, and I don't know if that's to show how much you're trying to get people attracted because so much people are disappointed or whatsoever. But with the manifesto talking about a national lottery, I think that's what we need to do rather than just empowering one set of people, empowering themselves and getting rich, that it could benefit the country more. On a serious note, right? You talk about the story with the little baby, the one-year-old baby, not one caller, and I ain't blaming nobody for it, but you put it out there because you say maybe we didn't hear it. Now we hear it, right? Mm-hmm. And you say we ain't kind of, what you say? We ain't what?
Go ahead, finish.
You saying that noise about it, Nuri?
Yeah, we ain't making no noise.
But Nuri, when we do make noise and point out things, you say we barbaric, you say that's wrong, you don't do things them that way. Did you get in the story you read? The doctor report said a little baby, the 1 year old, was sexually molested.
I ain't seen none of that yet. We can wait.
I
try to squeeze one more caller in, Papa. Let me try to squeeze one more caller in before.
Yeah, stop playing with our emotions, man, and bring us the facts. And if these people them really do something wrong, man, let's make an example of them, man. How you can fool with a 1 year old baby and then talking about you getting bail?
I agree.
That's crazy, man.
I agree.
That must be, you know, true. The story sound freaky. It sound like maybe it ain't no true with a doctor damn report.
Thank you very much. I'm going to have one more caller before I go. This text says, the FNM says that they will build a new hospital at the existing site on Shirley Street. That's a lot of construction happening when people sick. Well, I know. That sounds like they're making fun of me again. So young people only talking COI because they lousy and looking for something. Notice all they talk about is being given Crown Line money. Tell that young lady who called earlier, she can't get no mortgage for Swampland. Lord, Dexter. Now that man is delusional. 37 seats, my foot. That's a texter says that. And I think that's all the texters today. This was an interesting show. I want to thank the editors of The Guardian, the editors of The Tribune for their analysis of what happened over the weekend between the two major parties. I appreciate it. I even appreciate the point about what referencing minister, when he's saying that he got victimized by the FNM. It ain't so. People just get tired. It's just sick and tired. But anyway, we see you tomorrow. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.